Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Richard Goldberg's here from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, identifying MSCI as an New York-based investment counselor hired by large investors, pension funds, individuals, unions to invest money for ESG purposes. But we come to the machine within the machine. There's a very large document, a lot of talk, looks congratulatory, good for it, it's selling. And it has clients that pay it a great deal of money to do the research that individual firms do not have the time or focus to do. They're making money, they're not researching their suppliers. We come to the machine within the machine, MSCI ESG Controversies Methodology Committee. There's no list of the names on the committee. It could be AI these days, but I go down the list of what is contributing to flagging problems in investment. Rich has spoken of the UN Human Rights Council, and that would fool a lot of people until you ask for the list of countries that are participating in that. But then we come to something that is stark to me, Al Jazeera and Palestine Chronicle contributing to the Controversies Methodology Committee. Rich, I'm flabbergasted. This doesn't stand up to even one reading. I didn't have to take a magnifying glass out. I could just see this is propaganda. Why don't they go right to the Chinese English language press or right to the North Korean daily news? Why do they think that we're going to be fooled? Or maybe they don't. Maybe they're so arrogant they believe putting Al Jazeera and the Palestine Chronicle into their list of sources that we're so numb we won't notice it. Can you explain that? We have a couple of minutes.
Well, it is complete bias, and it is human bias. What they want to do is they want to try to sell their ESG ratings as purely objective, data-driven, you know, just there's controversies and there's algorithms and we aggregate data and aggregate news reports. And what do you want us to do? You know, there's a lot of news coverage about these Israeli banks, you know, doing bad things in the West Bank and financing occupation. We didn't invent this. It's just it's out there. Investors need to know. And yes, it's been deemed to be illegal under international law by the UN Security Council and the UN Human Rights Council. So we have a lot of NGOs that are very prestigious, like Amnesty and Human Rights Watch, and they say these things too. And there's protests. Elbit Systems has had their offices vandalized by anti-Israel activists. That's a risk to the company. And you have to sort of scratch your head there and say, wait a second. So you have decided subjectively that a small vocal group of anti-Semites who are just trying to destroy one of our closest allies, who have no demonstrable impact on any company's profits or operations, but if they design a media campaign and set up a bunch of hate NGOs that are front groups for this campaign and release a report and get a reporter to cover it, whether it's Al Jazeera or the Palestine Chronicle or even the New York Times or the Jerusalem Post, because as you know, Jerusalem Post, Times of Israel, they're going to cover things that are anti-Israel because it's important to that audience. And so they might cite what looks like a mainstream press article as proof that there's controversy going on. But the problem here is that they allow their basic fundamental sources and assumptions to drive the decision by that methodology committee to say these sources are allowed and these assumptions lead to a human rights risk, lead to an ESG controversy. They don't do it for China, by the way. I compared all the Israeli banks that they put controversies on. And they have no human rights controversies of the same kind on any Chinese bank, including the bank that services the genocide in Xinjiang in Western China. So that shows you that there is something else happening here. Two things they need to do. One,
One minute, Rich.
Political sources, anti-Israel sources should not be allowed. The Human Rights Council, groups like Who Profits and War on Want and Jewish Voice for Peace, which is one of their acceptable sources. Certainly Al Jazeera, the Palestine Chronicle that employ Hamas terrorists. But you also need to say there is no human rights risk assumption in operating in Judea and Samaria. There's no inherent risk or controversy in servicing the Israeli government to defend itself from terrorist attacks. That is inherently anti-Semitic to punish a company for helping Israel defend its citizens from another October 7th, or for saying you can't give banking services to a Jew because he lives in his biblical homeland. All of that needs to be stripped out. If they do that, if they take the same reforms Morningstar made, then we will get rid of this BDS inside MSCI. States with anti-BDS laws should be holding them accountable, attorneys general, state treasurers, and yes, now with Congress and the new executive branch coming in, federal investigations as well.
Richard Goldberg, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.